This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Kristen Kane, please note the following medical letter, period. Kristen is K-R-I-S-T-E-N. Last name is Kane, C-A-I-N. On May 22nd, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, including several hundred pages of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 42-year-old female, height 6'2" tall, weight 183 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about February 27th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. This occurred in Indianapolis on I-465 when she was rear-ended, period. The impact pushed her vehicle across two lanes before it came to rest on a guardrail, period. The patient was initially dazed, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The vehicle was totaled but drivable with greater than $10,000 damage, period. The patient was jerked and struck the driver's side door and the window, period. A few hours later, she developed headaches, neck pain, comma, low back pain, comma, mid back pain, comma, pain down both legs to her toes with tingling, comma, and pain down both arms to her fingertips, period. She also had left shoulder pain, period. The patient hit her head on the window, period. She had vomiting and dizziness, period. She was told that she had disc problems in her neck and low back, as well as a strained mid-back, as well as left shoulder contusions, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing neck pain with diminished range of motion, period. She is experiencing low back pain with diminished range of motion, period. She also has radiating pain down both arms and legs, period. The mid-back pain and left shoulder pain had resolved, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain with diminished range of motion is described as a constant pain, period. It is a throbbing, aching type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both arms to the fingers, period. She has tingling and numbness down the arms, period. New paragraph. A lumbar pain with diminished range of motion is described as a constant pain, period. It is a burning, stabbing, and throbbing type pain, period. She has tingling and numbness down her legs, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was the next day. She was seen at Decatur County Emergency Room. She had CAT scans and x-rays. She was told she had a concussion and was released with medication, period. That week, she was seen by pain management with her normal follow-up, and she was given ultimately injections in the cervical lumbar area over a course of months, period. Her treatment for her neck and low back did start prior to this automobile accident, period. She did follow up with orthopedics at Indiana Spine Group. She did ultimately have neck surgery on March 29th of 2022 for disc issues, period. She followed up with pain management, period. She continued to have low back issues and did follow up with the pain specialist, period. On January of 2023, she had bilateral sacroiliac injections, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a factory manufacturing individual who does labor, period. She also became a medical assistant, period. Since this accident, she cannot return to either job, period. The patient is unable to do sitting or standing, and this affects her ability to be employed, period. As a result, she is totally unemployable, and she is seeking disability, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes medications, as well as over-the-counter medications, including Flexeril, gabapentin, and buccal pain medicines, period. She is also doing stretching exercises, period. She's using a sacroiliac belt, period. She is scheduled for injections every 5 to 6 months, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living include activities of daily living that are affected include the following, period. Housework, comma, yard work, comma, walking the dog, comma, playing and lifting her grandchild, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, bending, comma, walking over 1.5 blocks, comma. She is unable to run at all, comma. Sports such as basketball and volleyball, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include a pain buccal medicine, comma, Flexeril, comma, oral steroids, comma, gabapentin, comma, anti-anxiety medicines, comma, Lexapro, comma, a laxative, comma, hydrochlorothiazide, comma, and allergy medications, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for anxiety, comma, depression, comma, allergy, comma, and hypertension, comma. Past surgical history is positive for cervical and lumbar surgery for this contributed to by this automobile accident, comma, cesarean sections, comma, carpal tunnel bilaterally, comma, gallbladder, comma, and laparoscopic abdominal adhesions, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient has had prior neck problems, period. She did have slipped discs from sports, period. She had pre-existing neck pain, but it became much worse since this automobile accident, period. Her pain in the neck area is 60% worse, period. Although she did have pre-existing pain down both arms, her left arm radiating pain is much worse after this automobile accident by approximately 95%, period. She did require neck surgery on March 29th of 2022, but this would not have been required had it not been for this automobile accident of February 27th of 2022, which pushed her over the edge, requiring the surgery, period. The patient had low back pain and prior back problems from falling several times over her entire life, period. Her low back pain became 20% worse after this automobile accident, period. She did have pre-existing pain down both legs. However, it was approximately 20 to 25% worse after this automobile accident, period. She ultimately had surgery in September of 2022 to the low back, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents, only minor automobile accidents with physical therapy, a couple weeks involving the neck and shoulders, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient has not had prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent reports. Operative report, March 29th, 2022. Post-op diagnosis was cervical radiculopathy and cervical stenosis, C5-6. Procedure performed, C5-6, anterior cervical discectomy and fusion, period. MRI of the lumbar spine, June 9th, 2022, at L1-2, minimal disc bulge, L2-3, mild diffuse disc bulge, L3-4, mild to moderate diffuse disc bulge, L4-5, moderate diffuse disc bulge, L5-S1, moderate diffuse disc bulge. Indiana Spinal Group, June 28, 2022, 40-year-old female who returns to clinic today for a four-month post-op visit from her C5-6 anterior disc and anterior cervical discectomy infusion period. Report July 12, 2022, procedure performed, bilateral L5-S1 transforaminal epidural steroid injection. The post-op diagnosis is lumbar radiculopathy, period. Center for Pain Management. It was a consultation dated October 20th, 2022. States proceed with Indy Spine or Goodman Campbell, given pathology and MRI from July of 2020. Surgery has been offered by both Indy Spine and Goodman Campbell. Patient to pursue, period. Spine surgeon, June 27th, 2022, surgery scheduled for September, period. Center for Pain Management, December 15th, 2020, office visit, bilateral sacroiliitis, lumbar, post-laminectomy syndrome, central sensitization to pain, period. The pain is described as being located in the lower back and upper extremities, period. Center for Pain Management, exam July 22nd, 2020, MRI of the lumbar spine. L2-3, diffuse disc bulge, L3-4, diffuse disc bulge, L4-L5, diffuse disc bulge, and L5-S1, disc bulge, period. The left paracentral disc protrusion at L5-S1 exerts mass effect on the descending left S1 nerve root, period. Disc bulges at L3-4 and L4-5 contact the descending bilateral nerve roots, period. Center for Disease Management, January 13th, 2021. Conclusion, broad-based disc bulge with partial effacement of the cord at the C5-6 level. Broad-based disc bulge at C6-7. And this is the MRI report, period. X-rays of the cervical spine, June 9th, 2021. Arthritic changes are noted, period. Emergency room note from Decatur County Hospital. February 28th, 2022. Complaint is motor vehicle collision, head injury, neck pain, chest wall pain, abdominal pain. Onset was 1 day ago, period. heretofore MVA last night, period, was rear-ended and slammed into a guardrail, period. He has pain in the head, comma, neck, comma, chest, comma, back, comma, abdomen, and pelvis, period. On physical examination, there were abnormalities in the neck with diffuse neck tenderness, diffuse anterior chest wall tenderness, tenderness in the abdomen, diffuse, mild tenderness to the proximal left shoulder, period, and diffuse spinal tenderness, period. The report states she was seen for an MVA, comma, cervical strain, comma, strain to the thoracic back, comma, lumbar strain, comma, contusion to the left shoulder, and closed hinge injury, period. She was given follow-up as well as prescribed cyclobenzaprin and the narcotic hydrocodone, period. They did a CT of the abdomen, which was negative for solid organ damage. They did a CT of the chest. Which was negative for traumatic changes, period. They did a CT of the cervical spine without contrast. And that was negative for acute cervical spine trauma, period. X-rays of the shoulder was no acute findings, period. Records from Decatur County Memorial Hospital, MRI of the cervical spine, March 10th, 2022. Reason for exam was neck pain for bilateral hand weakness, comma, bilateral arm numbness, comma, pain, tingling pain increased after getting rear-ended on February 27th, 2022. Impression, small linear fluid signals in the central aspect of the spinal cord extending from the top of C7 to the top of T1, measuring 1.3 millimeters in maximal diameter, suspicious for a small series, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking the patient's history, I have found that all her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of February 27th of 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, sprain, comma, and bilateral radiculopathy, period. Number two, pre-existing cervical problems, including disc bulge / herniation, aggravated by this automobile accident of February 27th, 2022, resulting in surgery on March 29th, 2022, period. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and bilateral radiculopathy, period. Number four, pre-existing lumbar problems with diffuse bulge / herniation aggravated by this automobile accident contributing to the surgery performed on September of 2022, period. Number five, cephalgia and head injury resolved. Number six, thoracic trauma and strain resolved. Number seven, left shoulder strain resolved. Number eight, chest trauma resolved. Number nine, abdominal and pelvic trauma resolved, period. The above nine diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of February 27th of 2022, period. New paragraph. Because of this automobile accident, the patient does have permanent impairments in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. Her pain in the cervical region as a result of this automobile accident was 60% worse, period. Her pain in the lumbar areas were 20 to 25% worse, period. As mentioned earlier, she did have pre-existing problems in both the cervical and lumbar regions, but ultimately this automobile accident of February 27th of 2022 pushed her over the edge and ultimately resulted in her neck surgery of March 29th of 2022, period. Her low back surgery in September of 22 was slightly contributed to by this automobile accident of February 27th of 2022, period. I cannot say and totally be fair that the surgery of September of 2022 was definitively required because of the automobile accident of February of 2022, but I can say that the automobile accident of February of 2022 was certainly a contributing factor that would have led up to the surgery of September of 2022, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the extensive amount of medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.